Up again in the Rosh Chaim. What? Lechora. Okay, so again, what's he saying? What's he saying up to this point? Ephraim, what is he saying? Finger on the spot. According to the Ramban, who says what?
According to the Ramban, who says that there is not an Isra of entry.
And by the Heichal, there's no Isra Knisa, except for what? Biri Kanis, Hanueges Bakal. Okay, therefore, we need to understand what? Why does the Torah? Why did the learn out anything from Ach? Right? Why? Because what do we know?
There's only one essay.
Right. Be a reconnaissance. So Ach can't teach you anything new. Right? What's it going to teach you that's new? We know. Be a reconnaissance. You don't need Ach to teach you anything. Yes, you're correct. Okay. Kavon Deleka. Right, there's no Isur Knis on Abamum, because by Abamum in the Ramban's world doesn't exist. There's just simply Biri Kanis, no Din Gavra. Right? Ella. Right, so when he sticks to his guns, when the Torah says, Ach, right, what's it going on? Biri Kanis, the overall Isur of Biri Kanis, Valzeh. So there and therefore what? Okay. So what's the chiddush of Ach?
Not just a
voda. Okay. So how do you make sense of that? What was the havmina there? Just curious. This isn't like pivotal, but it's interesting to think about. His havmina is that Biri Kanis would only apply to a voda, right? Of course, you can't go into b'misakein. Kamashlan that no, it extends it to even tikkun. So how do you answer that?
Well, he holds the...
What Isaac's saying is correct. And according to Havmina, Havmina is saying if everything, if the idea of the malos come from an Isra Avoda, so then Biri Kanis will be tied to what? Avoda. Not to the malos. Calm down. Okay? Not to the malos. But the point is that Biri Kanis is always a din in Avoda. Right? Why not? What? Break malos from the record. Biri Kanis would be tied to Avoda. Why?
Because
the only reason why you're ever going to be the basic matrix is for what purpose? Avoda, okay? You could, okay, but I don't want to commit to that yet. So now, okay. So now, what's the chiddush in the Gemara? Yeah. So what the Torah comes along and tells you is that it's not just the mice avoda, but even a hechshel avoda. Even a hechshel avoda is included. But you need the Torah to tell that to you because what would you think? You would think it's just mice avoda. Hechshel avoda is not necessarily part of the avoda, but it's what allows the avoda to emerge. You can't do avoda if there's a broken light bulb.
You can never. And once there's a pop of avoda.
So the only way you could say that a Baal Mum and a Tameh are equal, meaning what's the Yubayelahu? Yubayelahu is who goes first, right? Who, when you have a broken light bulb in the Kodesh Kodashim, who goes in first? The Baal Mum or the Tameh? We don't know. So the Gemara, so each side picks an external factor, right? Something external to the status of that individual to determine who would go in first. And you have a Machlokas. But according to the Ramban would say they can never be equal. Why? Now here's the key thing, as we said yesterday, right? The Isser Tameh of there's an actual Isser Knisa by Tameh. Okay? There's an Isser Knisa by Tameh. Right? Okay. What?
Knisa or
Goda? Well, we know of Oda for sure. There's also an Isser Knisa.
Okay. We say there's separate Isser.
Yes.
That's of Avoda or
Knisa? Of Knisa.
Okay.
But according to Ramban, it can never be a freestanding Isser Knisa. Rather, what is it? As he says, it's a... He's about to say it. No, he says, "Vareze lo shayach, ella im neima diyesh iser bia nosaf abamum kamal tame." Right? As shapir shayach mibaya ezem hen nichnas im iser tuma chamer im iser bamum chamer. Abal dasam amban de bamum iser biaso shavel lechol adam. everyone is equal when it comes to Birei Kanes, right? Dehu rak mi isura de Birei Kanes levad, that only stems from that idea of Birei Kanes. In Cain, right? Harei vadai dehu tsarach lios kodum letameh. Here's where he says it. Sheyesh bo iser nosav shel tumah lekanisa. So what is he saying? Just what he's saying, not the next thing he's about to say. He's saying you have a problem. Who should go in first?
Really, it should be the Baal Mum.
Because the Baal Mum has an Isser, a normative Birei Kanes. And what does the Tameh have? He has Birei Kanes plus Kanisa. Right? So in the mathematical world of who goes in first, right? If you only have one issue versus a guy who has two issues, you have X versus X plus Y, X should go in first. Right?
According to...
Mati's technically correct. It's just easier to say X versus X plus Y. Mati's correct. Notice, there's no issue. There's zero issue by Baal Mum versus Tameh, but Tameh happens to have this Isser Nosaf. Okay? Okay, but it's just, you'll see why I say it. There's a reason why I'm saying it X versus X plus Y.
Later on.
Yeah, it's just easier to prescribe. Okay. Go on. Right. Wait. So before you get that, so what's the difference between the first kasha? Just not like a svara, but just understanding what's the difference between the two kashas. The first kasha is what kind of kasha? But a technical halacha kasha, right? He's saying that if you have a gavra who's got, just playing it my way, who's got one issue versus a gavra has two issues, the one issue is going to go in first. So that on a technical level, it makes sense. But this is a different kasha. This is a more basic kasha, which is that you can't learn out, You can't learn out the Isser...
Isser Knisa.
Tame.
No.
The Isser Tame Knisa. We don't know what's Mati yet. He didn't say Matu yet.
But you can't allow the Isser Kinesa of Tame from Birei Kanes.
Right. You didn't say that yet either. Keep going. Lekka the Melech came in the Bamum less be Shumi Sura Klau. But Tzarech Lomar.
Tzarech Lomar, the Alpina and La, Matira the Birei Kanes.
You must say he learns it out from the Heter Birei Kanes.
Achein, Lechora. Lo Dami, Tira the Birei Kanes.
But you can't tell me that the Heter of Birei Kanes is similar to the Heter of Tumah. Right? They have nothing to do with each other. For the who to go in? For the Baal Mum to go in, right? You wouldn't tell me that's a matir of the Isser Birei Kanes. Elo de Ainz Bakal Isser Klal. So that's proving what we were saying yesterday. When you first learn Birei Kanes, how do you learn Birei Kanes?
Only a
Vodas
Matir.
No Matir.
No, of course. Only
Vodas
Matir.
Not much either. Din of the Maisa. In other words, there's two kinds of actions. There's non-purpose and purpose, right?
When you first learn it out, you learn a Voda.
Oh, fine. Past that point.
Sorry,
your
second point.
Yeah. No. There's the...
No,
there's,
first learn it out is always Voda, then after the Maskana is that no. It's not a Voda, it's a...
I agree. Fine. Exactly. Right. But now, how do you look at the Maisa? As long as the Maisa has purpose to it, fine. Then you can go in, right? And if it's purposeless, you can't go in, right?
Sure.
Now that is what kind of that is basically a what?
Din of the Maisa.
That's a din of the Maisa. So you can't learn out what that is a matir of Isser from that. Right. That's impossible. That you have to understand that idea before going on. In other words, he's saying you can't learn out. You cannot learn out. You cannot derive, right, an isser, a matir of an isser, from a category where there is no idea of a matir of an isser. Rather, simply a maisa. You can't do that. That's a causal violation.
You can't matir.
Yeah.
The
Birei Kanes had a second mutter and the mutter isser the Birei Kanes. Ella.
There's no Isser, there's no Isser to speak of. Yeah, ha have ma the Birei Kanes. Because what's the Isser Chalan? Right, meaning a purposeless action. Okay, a Maisa has no purpose to it. So after we learn out that it's Mutter to go in, Okay, this is what Avi was, I think, harping on. After we learn out that it's mutter to go in, okay. So that's what he means by that. When we learn out from the ach that it's mutter to go in, what does that mean? It's mutter to go in. It's not a right. It's not a matir birikanis. Rather, what is it? It doesn't apply. It's a purposeful action, right? So therefore.
Me
show
that
the reason why Tame can go in comes from what institution, so to speak, what category?
Matir,
right? How can you learn one from the other? Kevan de din ze. Okay, so let's just review. Let's make sure we're all on the same page. Okay.
Pages.
Get on our board.
All right.
That's okay. Okay. So again. Good save. Okay. All right. So let's review again. Okay. What do we have? All right. Again. One more time. So make sure this is perfectly clear. What's he saying the problem is? You have Baal Mum. Actually, I wouldn't call him that. We have Biyari Kanis, right? And then we have Tameh. Okay? Biyari Kanis is what kind of Isser?
Biyari Kanis is Isser
Maisa. Right? Tameh is Gavra, meaning Matir Isser, right? You cannot learn Tameh from that. It's impossible. It's as simple as that. You cannot learn one from the other. Okay? Without defining anything yet. You cannot learn one from the other.
Okay?
Any problems with that? Before you go into his answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, is that a problem,
exactly? No. So skip ahead to Udasa Ramban.
It doesn't tell anyways.
Right. Udasa Ramban, Sarach Lomar. Okay, now get to the answer.
Udasa Ramban, Sarach Lomar, the Savar led.
I'd be happy if you guys get the facts, but just understanding the facts itself is a challenge. All right? But conceptually, it's okay. Das Rabban Sarach Lomar. The Sphere Lay, the Gam.
The Gam was Sagan Lodz, he has a Jama. Have ya Gam Kane Machlavia Reconnaissance?
No. So you have to say what?
No.
Yeah, no. Yes. You have to say that what? That going in for Tikkun, right? He's going back to the Drush of Ach. Okay? So going in to fix something is. Is part of the category of Bia Reconnaissance. Right? Kavan. Since when you go now, let's go back to the beginning. Okay, same problem. By same problem, he's starting off with the same starting point as before. What's our problem? The problem is we have an issue, right? We have what in the base of Mikdash? Busted light bulb, right?
Sure.
How do you know? Oh, fine. How do you know you can go in? Right? You don't, because it's not for a voter to go in. So he says, "Hainu mishum." Ah. So now he's switching. He's saying, why are you allowed to go in?
This is a material.
See, you got to understand what he's doing. He's going back to the drush and now showing the other way to learn. Not that the drush was telling you what?
That it's a purpose.
Right. A purposeful action. Rather, what's it telling you? Is a the ach is telling you a matir for the isser.
That doesn't change the gavra. That just keeps it a matir, but it's a matir matir, right?
No, it's going to change the gavra.
That's what I was trying to say. Why?
You'll see. Okay. All right. So it's a matir of Isser, yes.
La mikra de ach.
And that's what you learn out from ach. Ava mikol makom.
Ava mikol makom
shame. Why does he say that? Why does he say shame bia rikanas lo pakamina?
It's still rikanas. It's just a matir of bia rikanas.
Right. So what he wants, so again, as I was suggesting yesterday, what he wants to suggest is that everyone has in them the definition of the identity of.
No, not be doing
what? What? No, that's not what he's saying. Because if you were right, then what happens when I go in?
Who was it?
Well, okay, let's take the case of Tikkun. Okay, let's take the case of Tikkun. Right? Not well. Let's say Tzarech Avodah. Even Tzarech Avodah. I'd say even Tzarech Avodah.
Why? Because Kevan She'ein in Tzarech Avodah.
I know, because he's learning. He's showing you that Achala Parochas is bringing out the idea of Matir Isser.
No, but he's saying
it's not making it up though.
Matir Isser is only there because Kevan She'ein it. It's only Bechal Birkanis, but Kevan She'ein in Tzarech Avodah.
That's the chiddush of Achal Parochas. But what it's telling you all along is that what's the nature of Biri Kanis?
No, but before Ach, you would think that just for Tzarech Avodah. Then Ach comes in, you have a matir for something that's even not for Tzarech Avodah.
I agree. But let's say I was a what do you call it? In general, like a. You're right. No other case is going to emerge. You're right. No other case will emerge where this will take place. But conceptually, imagine I can conceive of a situation where a guy can't go in to do a voda, but gets a matir for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you say the same thing? You understand?
I'd say the same thing about what?
Yeah, be rekanis matir iser. Yeah. Well, mikol nacham shame be rekanis lepaga.
Right. So the shame be rekanis is removed from the guy, meaning that even though it's a matir for the iser, it doesn't mean that be rekanis goes away. Oh, it's not a purposeful versus purposeless misa.
It's like it's a voda versus not a voda misa.
Correct. What? No. It's not a misa. It's not a misa.
It is.
No.
A voda versus not a voda.
It's going to be, you'll see, it has to be din in the Gavra.
Why can't it be a voter percent of voter?
Watch what he's about to do. You'll see, you're going to have to say that. Go.
Well, of course, you get different levels.
What?
You get different levels.
Right. How are you going to explain the different types of Gavras? Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. You won't be able to explain, because that's not a din of Maisa, it's a din of who they are. Not in their action. No, that's different.
No, it has to explicitly say
halakha. Oh, yeah, because
what? Korach shabri afina mine. Right, so what goes along with that? Once you tell me that it's a matir of Isser Bir Ekanis,
you can learn out
Tumah. Right, you can learn out by. Now, what's he saying? By the Tameh, who's a what? A Gavra, that by his special status is also matir of Isser. Okay.
Once it's a matir, you're still learning out.
Good. Okay, good. Keep going. The Kamod Dabar Zeh. No, keep going. Get out of here, Mati. The Kamod Dabar Zeh Moil.
Moil. Lahatir Isur de Biri Kanis. Kamochain. Moil
Zeh. Lahatir Isur de Biri Kanis. So the same mechanism. That's how you resolve this issue here of learning one from the other. The same mechanism that comes along and allows the average guy to walk into the average Gavra. I'm going to say Gavra so many times today. The average Gavra to walk into the Heichal to fix the light bulb. That same mechanism allows you to learn out the Tameh. So he's resolved that initial problem.
That's weird. Because
that one thing. All this does right now is solve one problem, yeah. Which is that you can learn more from the other. But he says, he's about to say, you stole the second problem, which is that, which is his first problem, which is what? How do you know who goes in first? Because you still would say that the Baal Mum should go in first. Because you only got... What did we say before? Before we had it as X versus X plus Y. Now we have X plus 2X.
You have both problems. First of all,
you have to say this. Because what do we see the Gemara in Erevin? The Gemara in Erevin says what? It says... Who goes in first? Right? Kohanim before Levim. Levim before Yisraelim. So what do you see? Right. You see Kadimus. Right? You see that one guy goes in for another. Precedence. Okay? So therefore what? The name of the chol is sakin lohotzi satuma lo chashiva biyare kanis klal. But if you're telling me that anyone is what is not considered biyare kanis at all, there's man going back to our idea, our initial idea, which is that what's there's a maisa biyare kanis that's purposeless and a maisa that's purposeful. So if you're telling me that it's
not, you have a hierarchy,
right? Exactly. Right? You cannot have an institution of Akdama. But you understand that you cannot have a hierarchy if you're going to tell me that there's an Isser Biarikanis, like the way we originally learned. Not on the Gavra, but a Maisa. What? If you hold what? If you hold that it's an Isser, the Isser Biarikanis is a purposeless versus purposeful, well, once they render entering into the Heichal is a purposeful action, right? Once they do that, then is there any way to differentiate between one Gavra and another?
Yes.
No, you can't. That's what he's saying. You cannot. But then what do you do about the fact that Gemara has Kadimus? How do you explain the idea of Kadimus then? Go on. Vizu. And this is not Rikonis. Right, it's not part of this at all. And therefore, everyone has to be equivalent. No. So the only reason why what does that mean? Translate that first.
Okay, so this is in it itself that it is he comes to fix or take out the dead body. This is only a thing
a matir. That's all it is. It's a matir of the Isser B'Rikonis. And if you say that, Aval Shem B'Rikonis.
But the name B'Rikonis does not get pushed aside from it.
And therefore
Al Korkach, Shapir, Machademon, Kanam, Lavim, Israel. Bekamo, Bekol, Macham, Disharinan, Hakol.
So normal Kadimus is easy, because what you could say is that once you say it's a Matir of Isser, so then what do? We'll look at a halachic precedent of how you normally rank
people,
and you'll see Kohanim, Levim, Israelim, there's a natural order. There's a natural, I know it sounds weird, a natural halachic Kadimus that emerges.
That doesn't mean that.
But now going back to the original issue of what? Who comes first? Who goes in first? Go on. Right. In Cain. So how can you ever say that what? The Tameh would come, but will go in before the Balmum. It's impossible.
So natural double Isser.
Right, it's got, because Kaman, the Gam, keep going, the Gam.
The Gam, the Tameh,
Ika Hach, Isur, the Biar, Ikanis. So he's got two Isurim attached to him.
They both have no Isurim attached to them.
I know, but the question, where does it come from?
No.
You want to, so he's about to, literally about to ask, well, that kind of question, okay? Mixing up the variables. Go on. And it has both, therefore what? Now what does he mean? Okay, slowly. The din zehu mehalacha. Okay, there's two things he's saying there. What's the din zeh and what's the halacha? You guys know what halacha is. That's what's din zeh?
That
who goes first?
No. Not in Ibailahu.
Who goes first?
What? No. Well, the Ibailahu tells you what? Before you get to his explanation, what immediately should pop in your mind is, what's he trying to do by Halacha Moshe Sinai?
Avoid any questions.
What does the Gemara say?
Make it irrational. It says that they're equal.
It says they're equal, right? Now, but we know for sure that what? The Tameh has
two Isser.
So the only way you can have any Bailahu is through what?
Making him one Isser.
No.
No.
Halacha Moshe Sinai. Meaning Halacha Moshe Sinai is going to come along and tell you what?
That
even though the Isser Tameh has two, the Baal Mum, even though he only has one, right? Yet, treat him as an equal.
More of a problem to come in.
What? Think about it mathematically. A equals B. That's the way the Gemara says. But now you got a problem, because according to Rav Chaim, right, A is greater than B. Right? And if A is greater than B...
That's
true.
That's true, A is B, A equals B.
Right, doesn't he? Right. He's saying that you can't say A equals B, because A has two things to it, and B has one, right? So therefore, so what does Allah Misinai do?
Makes them equal.
It makes them equal.
What
does that mean?
You'll see. So what do we know? We know what? We know the Baal Mum, his Isser is more Chamer, right, than who? Than a Tamim. What's a Tamim? Some without a Baal, some without a Mum, right? So somehow we know that who goes in first?
The Tamim
before the Baal Mum. How do you know that? Halacha Moshe Misinai. What? Is it? Keep going.
That's
the
problem.
The Afagav. Even though it's one Isser, they both stem from one Isser. Mikol Makom. If you don't understand this point, you can't understand what the Ramban's talking about. Again, what's Halacha Moshe Misinai doing? It's telling you that really, should there be any difference between a Tamim and a Baal Mum?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Why? Because they're both from
Birkanis. Oh! Tucker's got it. It goes like this. But within which context?
Within which context?
Matir Isser.
Matir.
Okay. In other words, all we know is one thing at this point. We know that according to Ramban, that we switched it, just putting Amati's kasha aside, we switched it from Maisa to Gavra. And what have we said at this point? That now is an Isser Gavra, that a Gavra cannot go in, and you need a matcha for that Gavra, right? But let me ask you a question. It's still stemming from what? Mati or Birekanis. So the question is, how would you ever know that a Tumim is different than a Balmum? They shouldn't be different. You know why? It's one Isser Gavra Birekanis. And you see this in the Gemara Erevin. Why? What does it say there? These are Sham. Now, do you remember what Rav Kahana does over there? You guys remember that? Rav Kahana, he says like this. He says, he darshens out achala parochas. And then he says like this. He says, mitzvah b'tzmimim ein sham tzmimim nichnasim balei mumim. Mitzvah b'tzahorin ein sham tzahorin nichnasim tzmein. Right? Edi v'edi kohanim in yisroim lo. So he develops this type of hierarchy. Where does he get this hierarchy from? How does he know that? And what does Rashi say?
EDVD,
Kohanim in Yisraelim Lo. Well, go on. Keep going. Uber Perish Rashi, Yeshayin Sham Perish Rashi. Shapirish, the Kohanim Tameim? As Bati pointed out. And what are you darshan out from, what can you learn out from the Gemara? That a Kohen who's Tamei precedes who?
Yisrael's Tar.
We just mixed up variables. Before we had Kohen Levi Yisrael, and we have Tumah Tar. Now what's Rashi doing? Put the variables together. And what comes out? But how does he know the Kohen Tamei comes before the Yisrael Tar?
Even more than that, even though Yisrael has two Isurim, it's the exact same question.
Oh, so what does he say? Exactly. So what does he say? Very good. He says, Leka, he says, Vere Havadai. So the Isser for a Kohen Levi to go in is only based in what? In the Isser of Birekanis. The Chulu.
You could have asked us in the Rambam also.
Oh, hold on. The Chulu Chadinahu, and it's only one din. Right? Vim Kane. How can he possibly play the game to say that Tumah ranks ahead of Kohen Levi Yisrael? How is he playing with these variables? How is he establishing? How does the Gemara establish Kadimus by these variables? So Reb Chaim says, right? Ella Vadai. Oh, so what do you see? So you see what? Halacha, which means that tells you first that Yisraelim have more issues than Kohanim and Levim. That's one level of Kadivas. And then at Vim Kane, Gam. I'm sorry, B'chomer Zeh. And this chumrah, this stringency helps to do what? To push aside, right? And to bring forward to the front of the line, Kohanim Tameim, the Knesset Levim Yisraelim Taharim. The Kavasa. And so too, when it comes to Biyarei Kanis and the Baal Mum, what do we see? What does the Lacha Moshe Mishinai do? It tells you that a Baal Mum is more Chamer than a non-Baal Mum. Right? That's also derived from Lacha Moshe Mishinai. You would never be able to derive that on your own. Hold on. Keep going. So what does this chomer do? What does it do? It tells you that the Knesset Tameh should come when? Ahead of the Balmum. You understand?
No.
Okay. In other words, if you look at the variables here, okay? So what he's telling you is that you could deduce the following. That we know that who comes first. Let's go back. Look, just slowly. Elavade muchach mizeh. Degam be'azharas biyarei kanes hilchasa gemiri. So when it comes to the iser of biyarei kanes, which again we know is a matir of iser, what mechanism do we use to differentiate halacha and Moshe Mishinai? The kinesas levim v'israelim chamur mekinesas kohanim. Because what do we know from halacha and Moshe Mishinai? Right. Who goes first, Kohanim or Yisraelim?
Kohanim.
Why? Halacha Moshe Sinai. Okay, and therefore there's a greater chumra attached to the Yisrael over the Kohen. The chomer zeh, and this chomer, right? Shemoa litchos iser tuma. And that also helps to do what? Meaning what? Because who goes in first? A Kohen Tame or Yisrael Tower? Okay, now how would you know in the two variables, Kohen Levi Yisrael? Just say, let's make it easy. Kohen Yisrael versus Tumatara, who comes first? Right? Halacha Moshe Sinai. You can never differentiate. You never. Kohen what? Kohen Tame. So no matter what, so in the two variables, one variable is Kohen Yisrael, one variable is Tame Tar, put them together, who beats out who? Oh, the Chalos Kohen, right, is more important than the Chalos Yisrael. Even to the point where you have the variable Tame, he still comes before the Yisrael Tar. Alright, so okay, let me read this part. Okay, so the chamira iser kenisasu mekenisas tamim beisur debirakanes slowly. So by this would apply to the bamum also. Why? Because by the bamum, what do we see? What is even the bamum? Right, the chamira iser kenisasu, right, mekenisas tamim beisur debirakanes. What does that mean? What does the Gemara tell you? What does the Gemara tell you about tamim versus by a bamum versus tamim? It's telling you that when it comes to birakanes, the bamum is more chamer than. Right, when it comes to Bir Rekanis, the Baal Mum, right, well, so the Baal Mum is more Chamer than the Tamim, right? So that's the case. The Korcha Chomer Zem Mo Lahachdim Knisas Tamim LaKnisaso. So Lahach, the Manda Amar, the Spirale, the Tamim Kodon the Baal Mum, right? So according to the Shita, that holds what? That Tamim comes before Baal Mum. Aval Inechinami, the Holy Sur, the Knisas Baal Mum, Lahechal, who Rach Medim Bir Rekanis Levad. But we know one thing. Why can't a Baal Mum go into the Hechal? What is that? Where does that Isser come from? Bir Rekanis, right? Umiyushavim Hetev Divrei Ramban. Dechol Hach Sugil Kaima Rak Ali Sur De Bir Rekanis. Okay, Aval. Excuse me, Ella. Dibe Emes Dachiluk Sheish Bedin Bir Rekanis Ben Kohen Levi Yisraelim. But the Isser Bir Rekanis Edet differentiate between Kohen Levi Yisrael. Hayofinu Lebe Eruvin Sham Mikra De. Is that what it is? Divrei Yomim v'im kein ha yadinan halacha zumi pi kabbalah the bias of Yisraelim chamur bias kohanim. Ah, so you see what? You see that the only way you know, how do you know, how would you know? See, you're wrong, Avi. What he's saying, I'm saying this is what he's saying. How would you know that a Yisrael is more chamur than a Kohen and Levi? Torah Shabbat Peh.
That which we have received. Does he know this?
He knows this. Okay. And there, what do we see? There's a machlokus about whether this pushes off the Isser Bia B'Tumah or not. Masha indicating B'Baal Mum lo matzino shum yalfusa de B'Rekanas didei te chamura B'Rekanas shaltmimin. Okay.